Body fat percentage is a more meaningful indicator of health than scale weight or BMI, because it shows the balance between fat tissue and fat-free mass, muscle, bone, organs, and water. Two women can weigh the same and have very different body composition, fitness, and health risk. BMI only uses height and weight, so it can misclassify muscular people and miss excess fat in people with normal weight. Up to 37% of women with a normal BMI may have excess body fat, which is why body composition matters. Women biologically require more fat than men. Essential fat, the minimum needed for hormone production, organ protection, vitamin storage, and cell signaling, is about 10 to 13% for women, compared with 2 to 5% for men. This is why women naturally carry roughly 6 to 11% more total body fat. Estrogen also influences fat storage, especially in subcutaneous areas such as the hips, thighs, and breasts. This gynate pattern can be protective against metabolic disease, whereas visceral fat around the organs is more strongly linked to insulin resistance and cardiovascular risk. A man at 11% body fat is not the same health benchmark for a woman. A comparable healthy female level is closer to 20%, with about 12% essential fat and 8% stored fat. Chasing single-digit body fat is generally unrealistic and unsafe for women. Healthy ranges depend on age, activity, and goals. Female athletes often maintain 14 to 20% body fat, fitness-focused women 21 to 24%, and the generally acceptable range for most women is 25 to 31%. These ranges shift upward with age. Essential fat rises from about 10 to 13% in the 20s to 13 to 17% after age 60, while acceptable ranges move from 25 to 31% in the 20s to 29 to 35% in the 60s. Traditional obesity cutoffs begin around 32% in the 20s and rise to 36% after 60. But recent research suggests metabolic risk may be better tied to higher thresholds. One study found no metabolic syndrome in women below 30% body fat and proposed clinically relevant overweight at 36% and obesity at 42%. Still, body fat above about 37.1% is associated with substantially higher cardiovascular risk factors, so context and fat distribution matter. Body fat changes naturally over the lifespan. Women gain about 0.6% per year, or 1 to 2% per decade, due to lower resting metabolic rate, muscle loss, and hormonal shifts. A fitness range of 20 to 24% in the 20s may become 23 to 27% in the 50s. Menopause is a major transition. Fat gain rates can double about 2 years before the final menstrual period, lean mass begins to decline, and changes continue until about 2 years after menopause. Falling estrogen can reduce spontaneous activity, increase waist circumference, and promote abdominal fat storage. Muscle mass is a major driver of metabolism. Greater muscle mass raises resting calorie burn, and preserving it is essential for healthy aging. Age-related muscle loss begins in the third decade and accelerates after 50, increasing the risk of sarcopenic obesity, a condition that combines excess fat with low muscle and raises frailty risk. Physical activity also matters independently of weight. Among adults with similar BMI, more active women have lower body fat. Doing 100 or more excess metabolites per week versus under 5 was associated with about 1.5 percentage points lower body fat. Measurement accuracy varies widely. DEXA scans are considered the gold standard, with accuracy within about 2.5 to 3.5% and useful details on regional fat, visceral fat, and bone density. Bod pod and hydrostatic weighing can be highly accurate, with roughly 1 to 3% error, but they require specialized facilities. skinfold calipers, and bioelectrical impedance analysis are more accessible but have error rates around 3.5 to 5% or more. And BIA results are strongly affected by hydration, recent exercise, and testing conditions. Home BIA scales often provide poor single readings and are best used only for consistent tracking under the same conditions. Practical body fat management should focus on sustainability rather than extreme restriction. Protein is central because it preserves muscle during fat loss, increases satiety, and raises diet-induced thermogenesis. Soluble fiber, whole grains, and unsaturated fats from olive oil, avocados, nuts, and seeds support fullness, blood sugar control, and hormone health. Sugar-sweetened beverages should be minimized. Training should prioritize strength training, especially compound movements such as squats, deadlifts, hip thrusts, rows, and presses, 3 to 4 times per week with progressive overload. Cardio, including moderate activity or HIIT, can be added, with about 150 to 200 minutes of moderate activity per week. A moderate calorie deficit of 300 to 500 calories below maintenance allows gradual loss of about 0.5 to 1% of body weight per week while protecting muscle. Sleep of 7 to 9 hours and stress management are also important because poor sleep and chronic stress can worsen hunger hormones, cortisol, and visceral fat storage. The key takeaway is that body fat percentage is one health metric, not a measure of personal worth. Women need enough fat to support reproduction, hormones, bone health, and immune function. Dropping below essential levels can cause osteoporosis, nutrient deficiencies, weakened immunity, and fertility problems, while falling below 18 to 20% often disrupts menstrual cycles. The goal is not the lowest possible number, but a range that supports energy, strength, hormonal balance, and long-term health.